So if I was going to say to you, Byron Fernandez, what learning can you share that you can, you know, pass on to other people?
Well, I would say a few things. First one is communication skills are paramount in a situation like this. You know, you take for granted that you're a good communicator and that people understand you. And a lot of people do this on the day-to-day when we're working in our conventional work environments. But my goodness, you've got to really reassess that when you're working in a virtualized environment. Second thing is agility. You're going to be asked to do things you've never done before. You have to do things you've never done before, think of things you've never done before, even come up with solutions that previously you would consider to be, well, almost ludicrous. But now in a situation like this, you've got to be open to everything and try everything, whichever way it's going to work.
Does that relate to courage, Byron? I mean, it takes some guts.
It does.
You know, when you talk about it, you're saying, you know, do things you've never done before, you know, try things you've never done before, think things you've never done before, right? In a steady state environment, we've got time to think about it.
Yep.
So where does courage fit into all this?
Oh, this whole thing is about courage. Look, I went to this client, which is an airline, very institutional. The people from there, they don't even smile in these meetings, right? And I suggested to them that to make the VPNs, okay, this is going to be a little bit technical. Generally, if you wanted to do a work from home, you'd relocate workstations to your frontliners' homes, and they would VPN into the client systems, your systems, and then that's how the connections would get established and would work. So this particular client was saying, you know, what if we just need you to get 20 people now logged in from home and just doing the non-voice work, so you don't need a voice connection? And I suggested to them that I would set up my VPN to connect to literally the workstations in our office, the regular PCs at people's desks, and use remote desktop for them to control those PCs from their own home PCs, where I would install the VPN software. Even suggesting something like this would get your head chewed off. But I said, look, if you want to do it, this is the quickest way to do it. If you want to do it, yes or no. And yeah, they tried it. You're right to say that it does take courage, and you're going to have to say things that you wouldn't ordinarily say, try things that you wouldn't ordinarily try. Yeah.